Blog Talk Radio.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dream, and follow your heart.
It's all about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have. Be who you want to be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed.
All you want is a mansion,
a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skeptics, jump over the yes men, skate across that bullish. Still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams. Never let hate get you down, tackle it, cause defense is the only way to stand your ground. Keep your mind set on the finer things, born leader so you achieve. Never giving up on what you believe, couple setbacks but you still believe. So you push forward till your mark is made, change the game but you still gonna play. I could do it and you can too, so never mind what the haters say.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Greetings and peace to you, our radio listening audience, and welcome once again to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for being here this morning and supporting us. And we want you to just enjoy yourselves, relax, and listen to the life-giving broadcast again of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's subject, life is sincerity. Sincerity is faith. Faith is action. When the Almighty God Allah created us as human beings, He instilled His love in our hearts, and that made our hearts pure and sincere. The heart of man is the seat of his hopes and fears, the foundation of his moral and spiritual life. Sincerity is to live and to die in obedience to the one true God, to be firm in faith, sound and well-balanced, and true to His will. To be sincere in the worship of Almighty God Allah is to become purified of all inclinations of evil. The sincere one believes in the one Creator, accepts His will without doubt, and strives with His persons and His belongings in His cause. Of true sincere believers, the light of God enters their heart, and they receive right guidance. Again, thank you. You are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we will now have Imam Shahid Shabazz to come on and speak to you on this radio broadcast, The Reality of the Creator. Imam Shahid Shabazz with today's discussion, life is sincerity, sincerity is faith, faith is action. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu
alaikum. Walaikum
alaikum. We greet you this morning in the greetings of peace, the radio listening audience. This is the peace of Almighty Allah, our Creator, and this peace we want on earth as it is in heaven. We pray for this peace of Allah, the Creator, on heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, excuse me. When Almighty God Allah created the human life, Almighty Allah, say that He created us from a seed. You notice everything that is created by the Creator Allah is created from a seed, a seed. And he said he created everything in pairs. I just want to get that out too. In pairs. And a pair is not a two males or two females. A pair is a male and a female. So I want to say that because today is so much justification of immorality in the world, in the government. And the government is supposed to be leading the people the right way. But they're leading the people down the road of destruction by breaking all of the moral and divine laws of Almighty Allah. And they justifying same-sex marriage, and they also have took God consciousness out of school. That is, they have took the remembrance of God throughout the life of the day of the school hours. When I was coming up in the 50s, you know, we all had to stand and we had to pray, you know, and before we got school started. So why am I saying this? Because everything, life begins with God consciousness. See, and when you forget God, then you forget your life. So what is the opposite of life? The opposite of life is death. So when you forget Allah in your life, then you don't have life anymore. You have death and destruction. And that's what we see in the world. And see, we got religion all over the world. We got about, I don't know, maybe about 1.2 billion Muslims, maybe about 2 billion now, for sure. Totaling more in any religion in the world. But yet, you see so much corruption in the religion of Islam today. You see so much corruption in the religion of Christianity today. You see so much corruption in Judaism, in all religion. You see hypocrisy. The majority of people are hypocrites. They take religion when they think it's a benefit for them. They call on God when they think they need him, and when they think they don't need Almighty Allah, they forget about him. You see, that's not faith, people. You can't play with the Creator like that and think that there's not going to be consequences of a nature you can't even imagine. Not just in this world, but when you leave this world, the consequences are much more severe than in this world. See, but you see, I'm saying all of this to say that life is this in the spirit of Allah. Allah's spirit gave life to that seed. It was a sperm, a seed, inside the woman's womb. And inside the man's body, Almighty Allah had a seed. It's a seed, a life-giving seed. Some people say life germ. But this particular life that Allah created, physical, the physical life. He created our life physically from a seed. And he say in his final revelations in the Quran that he developed out of that seed a clot of blood. A clot of blood. You see, blood represents life too, in the sense that our blood carries the germs, carries the bacteria, the things in our body. It flows through our blood and comes out our body. Flows through your bloodstream. So blood is symbolic of life too. You know, there's no blood in the body, there's no more life in the body. Okay, now, we get into a point. He said he created us out of from a drop of sperm. Then he created us. The next stage of development was he created us into a clot of congealed blood, a lump of blood. This is how we was created physically. And then he said out of that lump of that clot of blood, he developed bones. Bones, yeah, bones. And then he say he clothed the bones with flesh. And then he began the rest of the development of the eyes, the nose, and all that makes up the human body. Then he say after he created our human body, he said he yet created another creature out of the human body. And that creature that he created, he say he didn't create that creature until he put some of his spirit into the human being's heart. And then we became a living soul. Now, all of this is necessary for you to know, because most people don't forget their origin. You see, our origin is where our life began. Now, most people have got so far away from their origin that they have forgot what their true nature is. Almighty Allah said he created the nature of good in every human being. Most people have forgot God, so they have been misled and deceived by the evil Satan to believe that their evil is good. It's good. It's good. It's fancy. It's all right. So you see, this is why the world is in the shape it's in, because we've been given instructions by our Creator on how to live our life. And those instructions are called revelations. And you cannot get those revealed revelations from Allah unless you are sincere. For instance, what I'm leading to, Almighty Allah says in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, which is the final revelation for all people. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is the last prophet for all mankind. And the Holy Quran, which Allah revealed to him, is for all mankind. It's not just for Muslims. It's for Christians, Jews, it's for all mankind. And this is the only salvation for all mankind. It's the guidance of Allah in the Holy Quran, because it confirms all his truth, and he protected it from being tampered with like his other revelations were by men, so that they could corrupt the book of Allah and confuse the people and reap the benefit of keeping the people in confusion and exploiting the people like the governments of the world are doing. They have put lies into religion today. They've been did this in the past, and they're carrying it on today, and have corrupted religion today. And most people, all people that's following religion today, their life is in turmoil, and they don't understand why. Even in Islam, most Muslims done made Islam a religion, but Islam is not a religion. Al-Islam is a way of life, the way of life that Allah created for all creation, not just human beings. So what my point is here today, people, is this. Almighty Allah said, it say in his Holy Quran, his book, he say, people, no people will be able to touch the Quran if their heart is not pure. If their heart is not sincere and pure, he said they will not be able to touch the Quran. He had protected it from people that's not sincere, that don't have a pure heart. What do we mean by touching the Quran? Picking up the book literally and reading the words in the book? No, no, no. He means that you will not get any understanding. He will not guide you. You will not be able to understand his message of truth in the Quran if your heart is not pure, if you're not sincere and pure in heart. So this is how important it is for us to understand how to get our life back. Because most of us have lost our life. We're looking for life outside our body, when Almighty Allah put life inside our body. But this society and this government teaches us that life is in things that you can see. They teach us that life is in the physical and the material world. They miseducate us so that we will not understand what our true life is, and then they can become our gods and control us like we supposed to only be controlled under the control of Almighty God, Allah. And they miseducate us in the falsehood so that we will fear them and not fear the only one we're supposed to fear. That's Allah, our creator. You're only supposed to fear him, and even the fear of Allah. It's not a fear like you fear someone that's going to hurt you. It's the fear like a baby fear to be taken away from his mother. The baby cry when the baby is taken away from his mother because the baby know the mother going to take care. So the fear we supposed to have of Allah greater is a fear not to be connected with him at all times, because we know this world of evil and the evil Satan will destroy us. We know that our own evil selves will destroy us if we don't stay connected with Almighty Allah's divine will, which is all good. Almighty Allah's will is all good. So, yes, this is right in with the theme of the talk. Life is insincerity. Allah will not guide you people, Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever religion you profess, if you're not sincere. And one of the things I want to say about sincerity is this. Sincerity is honesty. And sincerity is truthfulness to oneself. And sincerity is honest and truthful to one's creator first. And then sincerity is to other people also. You can't be sincere to Allah, your creator, and not be sincere to yourself and other people. I see the majority of people in religion today, they got their little cliques. They got their little groups that they get with, alliance they get with in their religion, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, and other people in their religion that they don't think is qualified or on their level, they don't even associate with them. Don't even call them to check to see how they're doing. So this is religion, see? That's what religion does. Religion is nothing. But if it's not defined, religion means anything you do out of habit. You don't have to have no understanding. Just do it out of habit. But the true definition of religion, it means to realign your life with the will of Allah. That's what the true definition of religion means. It means to realign your life with the will of Allah. See, because the will of Allah, it's a straight line. It's a straight way. We have a prayer that we say more than any other prayer in our way of life for everybody. And it's called Fatiha. I want to quote this prayer, or I want to say this prayer, recite this prayer, so you'll understand the depths of how this prayer itself will save you. So if you just sincerely strive to apply this prayer in your life. The prayer goes like this. It's the opening prayer of the Holy Quran, the final revelations for all the world, all mankind. It goes like this. With the name of Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all the worlds, all praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us humans the straight way, the way of those on whom you, Allah, has guided right, those whose will is not to deviate, and who go not astray from your straight way, your will, and your will only. Ameen. So we seek Allah only for guidance. Most people today are seeking guidance from things that Allah has created. And these things and these people cannot guide, because they are not a God. There's only one God or creator. And he's in you. He's not outside of you. At this time, I think we may have a guest, and I want to allow them the opportunity to come on. I hope that I didn't say anything out of line with the will of Allah, and I hope he will guide me and those who speak to speak only his truth, and his truth only. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum at this time. Peace be with you.
Wa alaykum as-salam to you, and thank you again. You are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of Creator. And again this morning, he's coming strong with us in the beautiful teachings of life is sincerity, sincerity is faith, and faith is action. Well, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. And we pray that you've invited others to join us. We come on each Sunday at 10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We will be shortening our broadcast show in order to be more effective in being able to produce CDs that are requested of us. And we pray that you will enjoy it even better. You know, sometimes we can get a little long-winded and stay a little long, and people are anxious to be about on Sundays, visiting and going and doing other things. So we would like to respect that and respect your wishes, and we're trying to make the show about a half an hour shorter. We will be coming in from 10:30 to 12, I believe it is. We will let you know the time and times change. Now, I will check with our audience to see if there's anyone who would like to come on and make a comment or ask a question and just join us and give us some feedback at this time. I do see that we have one person. Oh, I believe that's the beautiful brother who has been coming on now for a long time. Here lately, we have sort of missed his voice and his comments. We know everybody gets busy and has other things to do, but we certainly are happy and anxious to always have him join us because he's like family to us. And we want to bring him on now. Brother Larry, I believe that's you. As-salamu alaykum, and welcome again this morning to the broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Welcome, Brother Larry, am I right?
Yes. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
And it's so good to be back on here, the message coming from Brother Shahid and you, and nice to be on, and inshallah that everything has been going fine and well with you all and the radio audience and listeners. Brother Shahid is just a brother that I always tell him he's the reminder, you know, to remind people of the greatness of Allah, and it's just a great thing to have, still some sincere brothers and sisters that do remind us of the greatness of Almighty God. I'm so glad and blessed to, to be an associate and acquainted and have met this brother. And we've been knowing each other for years, many years, and I just think it's a great thing. I have to comment on the sincerity of life. We a lot of times I think that we sometimes really do get off the track of how the seriousness of life and the blessing that Allah has given us, and we should protect it and honor life and protect and honor friendship and love towards our brother mans and our sisters and because that's what to be godlike or to walk in His spirit and His image, he's nothing short of sincerity and guidance and wanting us to do have the best and do the right things, you know, just be honest and truthful and yet be, you know, show love and happiness and you know, it's just a great thing. I was God gave me a vision just the other day here about how we should be so dependent. We should be so dependent on God. We should, you know, people should just be dependent on God. That's the one we should depend on. And we should be so dependent on Almighty Allah that, you know, we should, as children of God, should expect things from Almighty Allah. And He wants us to expect things from Him. But we got to be totally dependent upon Him. And it's nothing short of expecting what we want, our things that we need, and it's precious love and stuff. Because if we depend on, we should expect something. It's like a kid depending totally on his parents and his mother when he's a kid. So that kid expects protection. That kid expects to be protected. That kid expects to be fed and protected from the. From the bad, you know. He if he depends totally on his dad, he expected to be protected from a dog that's coming up the street and think the dog is going to get him. He will be expected to be fed when he's hungry, and he puts his total dependence in his parents because he's a kid. And as children of God, we should do the same. We should understand that our total dependence is in Almighty God, and we can expect to be loved, and we can expect to be led on the right path, and not go astray. And a God will protect us. So it's a great thing. I say again that you know, we have brothers like Brother Shaheed and that we can that will remind us, you know, and he constantly remind every time I talk about this brother to other people and even to himself, that I appreciate the fact that we have people, and I give him the credit. I love to give him the credit that he does remind me of bring me back to remembrance of Almighty Allah. And it's such a great thing, and it's good to be back to hear you all again on the radio station this morning. I hope wholeheartedly that we still have listeners. I'm sure we have listeners, and I love to hear some of the listeners that over the past that comes in and speak, and of course I miss their voice, and I miss hearing you know, their testimonies and things. And I just love to hear testimonies, and because we all have a testimony, you know, that and I always say that, you know, you can learn from a fool if it's nothing but learn how not to be a fool. So none of us are short of a message or of a testimony, you know. And the thing about it is, I think, is that when you listen at someone, and if you are sincere, as the brother's speaking of today, you know, we should look at things out here in life, even the bad things here that we see amongst us every day. We have to look at those things and take those things almost like you dissecting a frog or something. You have to take those things and you have to look. And you'll find, if you look sincerely, you'll find the goodness in everything that that we think that might be wrong out here. Somewhere in that, because as the brothers mentioned time and time again, we all was created good. So even the bad thing that a lot of us do, if you are sincere and you are believer and you are dependent upon Almighty God, totally dependent upon Almighty God, you will see the goodness in a lot of, and I say just about everything out here that we see that's bad, we can, if we sincere about it, totally dependent upon God, he will show us all the goodness that he has amongst all the evil and the corruption that here that we see here right before our very eyes in this world today. So we have to get back to sincerity and dependence upon Almighty God. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Very well said, Brother Larry. Beautiful. I was just seeing the reality of what you were saying when you was blessed to say it. You know, and what it made me think about is that, you know, Brother Larry, even in the Bible, before I became of the Islamic faith, and it's still the truth. They taught that God created, or Allah created the world, the heavens and earth in six days, they said. They use the term days. And they say everything that Allah created, everything, it was good. He deemed or he ordained that it is good. So you're right. The nature not only of people is good, but the nature of all creation is good. Everything in creation works for the good of mankind. Everything. It was created to work for the good of mankind. So you're right. If you are sincere, then Almighty God Allah will bless you to see the good even in what other people see as bad. Almighty God Allah says that he will bring, and he does bring all the time, he bring good out of evil. And this is something else I want to share with the audience too, because it should be encouragement to try to come back to Almighty God Allah. And I mean by that, remember Almighty God Allah. And realize that he's your only hope. Almighty God Allah say, people, that if we commit a sin, we only pay for the extent of the sin we did. He don't add no more to us. But he said, if we do a good deed, he will reward us 10 times for that good deed, or 700 times, or so many times you can't even count. And he also say, if you intend a bad deed, and for whatever the reason you think about it, and you say, no, I'm not going to do that bad, he said he will reward you as if though you did a good deed. Even though you intended to do a bad deed, but because you changed your intention and you didn't do it, he rewards you as if though you did a good deed. Now, this is a creator that really loves his creatures. He's trying to encourage us to the good. This is what we see in the world today, this destruction, this corruption, this moral decadence, is because people have forgot. They have forgot God. See, when you forget Allah, your creator, you're forgetting all good. So there's nothing good. You can't even see good when you forget God, because he's all good. So when you forget him, you can't see the good. All you can see is bad. And that's all you hear every day when I go out working, people talking negative. That's all you hear. They complain about everything. Allah, the creator, give us rain. Oh, it's too much rain. I wish it would stop raining. And that old damn rain. I mean, it ain't cursing God's rain, mercy. We bring rain down so that we can have the food, that the seeds we plant in the ground, he can bring out of the ground as a life-giving food for our bodies. And he give us oxygen. The sun give us vitamin C. So many benefits. So people now have, the majority, they have forgot the creator. And so they have forgot what is best for them. They have forgot what is good for them. And, you know, this is also a situation when that people are looking for a savior, too, somebody to save them. And that's a mistake. Because salvation lies within one's own faith and soul, in their own selves. Your salvation lies in your faith, in your creator. Everything, even the ants and the birds, Almighty Allah say each bird, when you hear that bird chirping, it's not just chirping, it's singing praise to Allah. And he said each one knows its own mode of prayer and praise. So everything that Allah has created, Allah has a personal relationship with everything he created. Everything he created know him. Even the Satan, he didn't create a devil. The devil created himself when he rebelled against the will of Allah. But he created him, and he created him good also. And then, and I tell you now, the devil knows Allah. The devil knows the creator. Even in the Holy Quran, the Satan or the devil, he says to the human being, he said, y'all might be doing wrong. Y'all might not fear Allah. But he said, I fear Allah. And the reason the devil fear Allah is because he know Allah. It's no way possible that you can know Allah and not fear Allah, your creator. No way. Throughout the whole Holy Quran, from the beginning to the end, ending chapter, Almighty Allah say, those believe in him who fear him and believe in the unseen. Meaning that even though you don't see your creator, see Almighty God, Allah, you're supposed to fear him as if though you're looking right at him as though he see you. And you're supposed to fear him as if though you see him. And though you know you don't see him physically, you know he see you because he's spirit. And you know that his spirit is beyond this material world, and the material world is not even real. And that he knows all things, seen and unseen. So you will fear to go against his will, because to go against the will of Allah is to bring destruction on oneself. Because his will, like Brother Larry was saying, is to protect us from harm. If we're in the protection of his will,
right,
people can't touch us. It's only when we take ourselves out of the protection of Allah by, you know, going astray, doing what we want to do, doing things our way, doing what we feel, doing what we like. That's what leads us to harm and destruction. And to clarify that, Allah say all the good that happens to mankind come from him, Allah. And he said, all the bad that happens in our life come from ourselves. So people, it's not hard to change your condition individually and collectively. Look for the good inside of you that you were created in. And stop looking outside of you trying to find satisfaction and pleasure in things that lead you into evil, the things that are not real, material things. They are not real. Almighty God, Allah says, people, in his final revelation in the Quran, he said, heart, do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. And think about it, all of you. When you remember God and you're sincere, that is a feeling that you can't really describe to nobody else, and they understand what you feel, because it's the greatest feeling a human being can experience. It's to please their creator, and he to love him, and he loved them back. To please him, be well-pleasing unto him, and he be well-pleased with you. You're rich. You're the richest person on this planet if you have that type of sincere faith. When you live every day just to please your creator, not to please yourself, not to please your wife, not to please your husband, not to please your children, but to please Almighty God, Allah. If you live that way every day, you will be happy, you will have peace, you will be the richest person in the world. Because what good have anybody gained to gain the whole world of materialism and to lose their immortal soul? the most miserable people on the planet Earth are the most richest people, materially speaking. Why? Because they think their money, they think their wealth can buy them happiness. Yes, you can't buy love. You can't buy true happiness. You have to earn true happiness by living a godly life, a good life, a life of love, like Brother Larry said, for your Creator, a love for yourself, and love for your fellow humans, everybody. Love is the key to destroy the corruption and the evil in this world. And since God is love, if we all come to sincere worship in Allah, no matter what your religion, know that your Creator and my Creator is one. And we come to the oneness and the worship of Allah, the Creator, then Allah say his divine power, he will destroy evil for us. But long as we divide it from the unity and the worship of our Creator, then the enemy, the Satan, can conquer us as long as we're divided from the worship of the unity and the worship of our Creator. So I want to let the co-host at this time give a few comments, because Almighty Allah has really been blessing her with some profound wisdom, and she's been helping me a whole lot, because I like to talk and teach, but I also like to hear others talk and teach me also. So at this time, I would like to hear from the co-host. Peace be with you for now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Imam Shaheen Shabala. And we want to really, really thank you, Brother Larry. I'm really enjoying you being with us again today, giving us some of the powerful and wonderful wisdom and knowledge that you have to share with us. And I'm really enjoying hearing you remind the people that they must turn to Allah, turn back to Him, and give Him their all in all.
Thank you.
We know that Allah says that He has purchased of the believers their persons and their goods, and for them in return is the Garden of Paradise. The Garden of Paradise. And we can't even imagine the Garden of Paradise. That is beyond our imagination. And it is so, so much more better than earth. You can't even start to compare the Garden of Paradise with earth. And it is so, so, so much wider, so much more beautiful than earth, that man has really in store for him a special gift. If he would only put his faith in Allah. Allah has given man a choice. And He is waiting on man to choose between right and wrong, good and evil, to choose Him, to call on Him, seek His guidance, and through the evils of this world, seek Him. He is as close to man as his jugular vein. And He says, we must live our life in accordance with His will. And He will be the one to choose for us. He will choose for us. We won't have to choose the way of right. He has chosen for us already. He's just waiting on us. He will guide us through the evilness and wickedness of this world. The test and trial is the evil and wickedness of this world. And all we have to do is want to do His will. But He has chosen for us. Our choice is not the best choice. So we turn back to Allah and seek the best choices once we realize that we have gone astray, that this is not good what we're doing. We don't come afraid and fear to turn back to the right path, turn back to Allah. No, we hurry back to Him and we seek Him. The fear of Allah is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of faith. We can't have faith until we fear Allah. Man is commanded to serve God with sincere devotion. Sincere demands that he strives to do right and please Almighty God. regardless to the circumstances, even if he must leave his home or family to please Allah. He must be willing to do so. God says that for those who believe and fear him, but good is the reward. Good is rewards for those who do good in this world, who fear him and who believe in him. They will be automatically blessed with the good of this life and the good of the hereafter. To be sincere in the worship of Allah is to become purified from all inclinations or influences of evil. It changes the whole nature of man and causes him to put all his faith and trust in his Creator and desire to obey him and him only. Everything that we see in this life is temporary. This life is not our goal. We're simply passing through to pass the test that Allah has put in front of us, the test of faith and belief in him and him only, and to choose him and let him know that we want to be his servant. We want to do his will and nobody else's will but his will. The earth itself is temporary. The only reality is the Creator himself who places us in this earth to serve him and him only. That is to bring his will and action into complete obedience. Man, bring man's will and action into the complete obedience to God, Allah, his Creator. That is our purpose. And the sincere ones, they believe in their Creator, accept his will without doubt. They don't doubt it. They don't question it. And they strive with their persons and their belongings in the cause of the truth of their Creator, in his cause. All the true sincere believers, the light of God enters their heart, and they receive right guidance. So you see how important it is to be sincere, to really believe in your Creator, and not style offense, want to be, and can't be in both worlds. No such as being good and being evil at the same time. You're either good or you're evil. You can't be both. So for the sincere believers, the fear of Allah shows itself in their conduct, in their righteous conduct. They make large sacrifices for Allah and their fellow man, if necessary. They are just, true, and sincere in recognizing and supporting all that is morally good and beautiful. That is the true sincere believer. He seeks the good and the beauty of life. And he strives to serve with the best of his life, with the best of his self, to please his Creator, and to bring that beauty and good out, not just to self, but to guide and direct and encourage others to share in this beautiful life that Allah has given to us, his Creator, to come back from the evilness and wickedness of this world that we're living in, and to realize that we are all here just for a short period of time, and that we are here to be tested. Man's service to Allah is part of his universal plan. That's part of Allah's church plan. He is commanded to worship Allah with sincere devotion, to be true in faith, and establish regular prayers and practice regular charity. That is the conduct of the true believer. That is the right and straight way of the sincere one. He can be in this world or not, but he doesn't necessarily have to be out of this world. There's enough beauty and goodness in this world for man to enjoy himself with the beauty and good more than he thinks enjoying himself, because he's not enjoying himself in reality. But the evilness and ugliness that calls him, that distracts him, that falsehood, the illusion. Because the world itself is only an illusion anyway. All of it is not reality. We are an illusion. We are seeking our way to the reality, which is back with our Creator in the hereafter. to our eternal home, the place where we all want to be. Once Allah calls us back from this life on earth, this temporary life, this test that he's put us in on earth, then we all want to definitely turn back to him. We don't want to go any place else. And we see the hell that man has made of this earth. We definitely don't want to be in any place worse than the hell that is on this earth. So, seek Allah. Seek his way. Life is sincerity. Life is faith. And faith is action. So, giving your will up to the will of Allah. Giving your best to him. Letting go and letting him guide and direct you through. And it will be smooth sailing. Your life will be smooth sailing if you just put your faith in Allah. I don't want to take up the conversation today. I'm going to now turn our broadcast over to Imam Shaheen Shabazz, our host speaker, and let him continue to give you that knowledge and wisdom that he has. That he has been blessed with from the Creator Allah, Imam Shaheen Shabazz.
Yes, thank you very much. And that was well said, and it was beautiful. The wisdom of Allah that he blessed you with to share with the listening audience. And I thank him for you, as well as Brother Larry, the wisdom that he has blessed you all with to share along with me, with our audience, so that we can make this help at least do our part in influencing the world with the good and discouraging them from all that is bad, you know. And I wanted to say this, too. It has been said, but most people don't understand it. You hear people today bragging about what they know. And you hear people today in religion bragging and out of religion about what they know. And you hear them saying, I know I'm wise and this type thing. And you hear them saying because they're a certain age, they'll say wisdom comes with age. And all of that is totally incorrect. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of Allah. That means that when you fear to do wrong, you know, I was out there in the street. I use myself as an example. When I was out there in the street before my reversion to Islam, I was doing a lot of terrible things, bad things. And, you know, I wasn't wise. I was ignorant. I didn't know no better. But I seen the destruction that it was bringing on the people that was doing it with me, and I seen the destruction that it was bringing on me. But Almighty Allah was most merciful on me because he knew I didn't like what I was doing. I was doing the wrong, but I didn't like it. But the majority of those that called my friends at that time, they liked doing the wrong. In fact, they liked it so much that they kept right on doing it throughout their life till most of them died. And the ones living today, and I'm about 60, they still doing it. But this is my point. My point is not to condemn them or to condemn nobody. What it is saying is that you will not change and you cannot come back to Allah unless you want to. Now, you got to have a will to change. Now, I was doing wrong and I didn't feel good. And, you know, when you do wrong, at all times, you wonder when something bad is going to happen to you. Your own nature tell you that something bad going to happen to you for doing this. You know you're wrong. Your own nature speaks to you. So most of us don't listen to our true godly nature. We listen to our false nature, which is our carnal nature, that say, yeah, man, go on and be with that man's wife. He just left out. You going on in there. And she be saying, yeah, he gone. Come on in here, you know, and let's, you know, do what we want to do, you know. And you know that's not right. You can feel it in your heart. You can feel it in your conscience. And you ain't got no peace with your soul. Your soul won't let you have peace long as you're doing wrong. So, you know, it's not hard, people, to understand this. It's not hard to make a change in the world. And I want you to understand, if you will, that Almighty Allah don't want you to expect to try to change the world. Because you understand, I want to share this with you. As Nicole said, do we realize that the real world for the human being is not the material world? It's not outside of you. Your world as a human being is the world of your thinking. It's the world of your spiritual life. It's inside of you. You make your own heaven and you make your own hell by the way you think. If you think good, then what you're doing, you're creating your heaven on earth. And if you think evil and bad, you're creating your own hell right here on earth. So we are the ones as human beings that have made this world, the material world outside of us, a hell. And we are the ones that's got to change it. Almighty Allah, why should he change it? He didn't make it this way. He made it all good. We made it bad by following our own way, evil ways, and turning away from Allah's will. So Allah Almighty say he never will change the condition of us, our conditions in this world, the evils that we're plagued with, until we first change our heart back to good. Bring your heart back to him and give it all to him. Surrender. Give up your ways. Say, Almighty God, Allah, whoever you want to call God, it ain't the one, but you got to be sincere for him to recognize your prayer. Say, I surrender my evil way, will, to your divine will, your good will, and I pray and ask you to protect me from following my will at any time, and I plead with you to, and beg you to bless me to follow your will at all times so that I will never go astray and wind up into evil. So I prayed this prayer to Almighty God when I was out there, Allah, in the evil and doing wrong things. And one night I prayed this prayer like this. And I had a girlfriend at that time. I was about 17 years old. And I was in the house by myself, because I just wanted to meditate and be alone with Allah. And I was praising him and asking him to forgive me of all my wrong and to help show me the right way. And I asked him, I said these words, I said, if you show me your straight way, the right way to live, I'll follow you and I won't ever turn back. And I'll give my best to you. And all of a sudden, I was overcome with tears, and I cried, and I fell on the floor. I didn't fall, but I got down on the floor and got down on my belly. I was just so tired of the evil and the misery in my life and doing the evil things that we were doing. And the majority of the people, they didn't want to change. I didn't have nobody to talk to but Almighty God, because all the rest of my family and my peers, they liked the partying and the stealing and the all the other abominations that we were doing. I didn't like that stuff. So I asked Almighty God, Allah, with a sincere heart, please give me a sign. Come into my life. Show me your way, and I'll follow your way. And so after I got through crying and praying, I got up, and I felt like a different person. I felt like Allah had answered. That young lady that I was supposed to be going with at the time. And in their house, it was like a three-section house. You come in there, in the house, there, you had two sections, two sides, and then each side had a room, and then you had a middle rooms, and then you had the kitchen. So it was dark in the living room, and the light was on in the kitchen because my mother and my girlfriend's mother and my sister and my girlfriend was playing cards. They was playing what's called spades at that time. And I felt so different, I would say. I didn't just want to walk in there on them because I just felt so different. I had to wait a little while until I could go in there. So what I did, I called my girlfriend to come into the living room with me. And once she heard me, then she said, okay, I'm coming. And then when she got to the middle room, I was sitting over in the dark, and she started hollering and screaming. And I was wondering what was going on with her. I said, what's wrong with you? You know, I said, why are you hollering like that? Why are you screaming like that? And then once she collected herself, she kept looking at me, but and she wouldn't come close to me. She just kept looking at me like she was seeing an alien. And then once she collected herself, you know what she told me, people? She said in the dark she seen little lights all over my body. That was the light of Almighty God. And from that day forward, I came on and gave my life to God, and this light has been shining in my life ever since. And I love and appreciate Brother Larry, because I've been knowing that brother almost all my life, and he has seen, though that I'm not a perfect man, he's seen me a man always striving for perfection, to try to correct myself and always treat people with the same respect that I want. He's seen me try to give that to other people. And though, like I said, I'm not perfect. Allah didn't make us perfect, but he made us with a perfect side of us. That's his will in our heart. His will in us is perfect. And if we strive to, by following his will, his words, his word will make that his will in us more and more perfect. Until, I'm going to share this with you. I was talking to one guy in my hometown, Durham, North Carolina, and another Muslim brother and another brother walked by. We went to school together. And I was saying about how, like I'm saying to you, all the wrong things that I used to do in the past and all that. And he said these words. He said, no, you ought to stop saying that. Only thing you ever done was sold them bean pies and worshiping your religion. So I thank Almighty God that if you live a good life long enough, Allah will cause people to forget about the bad that you've done and cause them to see you as though you were a good person. They never sinned all your life. That's the mercy of Almighty God Allah. So I thank him for that. And it's open to all of you all today. Allah's mercy is open to all that he chooses to be. He says that his mercy prevails over his wrath. So if you want to change people, don't wait too late, because the day could be our last day. We are taught to live every day as if it was our last day. And a lot of my loved ones, I see them today, and tomorrow they're gone. And then one day that's going to happen to me, and one day that's going to happen to all of us. And we are going to face what's called resurrection and judgment. So death is not the end for us, physical death, that is, people. Don't allow yourself to deceive you or anybody else to think that, oh, I'm going to have all the fun I want. I got to die with something. And to think that, okay, that's it. Once I die, that's it. I ain't going to know nothing about what. If I do be resurrected, I ain't going to know nothing about it. Yes, you are. You're going to be more conscious of the resurrection and judgment than you are in this unreal world that the Quran talked about. This world ain't even real. And people are all into it. And I'm in Washington, D.C. And boy, good Lord, this is Sodom and Gomorrah up here. Boy, I ain't never seen them into their corruption more than I ever seen it there. I know it's all over the world, but this is the capital of corruption right here where I'm at, Washington, D.C. Man, the majority of males up here are gay. And the majority of women up here are lesbian. And they love it. They bone with it. You know? So, you know, Satan told Almighty God Allah when he got put out of heaven, he said, now that you give me respite, I'm going to corrupt every human being on this earth. I'm going to have them so to where you created the nature good in them. I'm going to have them thinking that their nature is bad, that they were born in sin. They were born in sin to do bad, which is a lie. We were born in the goodness of Allah, and we were born to do good. But today, most people act like they were born to sin. They love corruption. They love sin. They're listening to a lie before they're listening to the truth. So, Brother Larry, if you still on, I would like for you to say a few words on, you know, what I just talked about, if you will, since we grew up together.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'd be glad to, Brother Saeed. You know, I sit here listening to you, sister, And it's just a beautiful thing. I tell you, to me, I love to listen, and I get a lesson from it. I get a upliftment, of course. And I tell you, here I was sitting here thinking, and that you know, Almighty God, Allah, so merciful, and all that, you know. The world and Almighty God, of course, we know is the master of all things. And, you know, this world, you know, we are made up, and this world is made up of negative and positive. And now Satan knew that he couldn't master the good, but he knew that he could take the negative and use it as it says, negative. Use it for negative things, and negative things are looked at as bad things, things going backwards, so to speak. Positive is looked at as things that are good and things that's going forward. Almighty God is so merciful that he gives us he implanted in us that we should obey and follow the positive things, because yet we are not, as children, we are not masterful, mindful enough to understand the goodness of the negative thing. So he wants us to concentrate and contemplate on the positive things going forward. In other words, he's so merciful that we don't remember what we went through in our mother's womb, but yet we come out and we can, as we grow and go forward, he wants us to go that way. And as the Bible said, be born again. Yeah, we can't be born again and go back into our mother's womb, but we can be born again to the renewal of your spirit and the obedience, and know that you should follow the positive thing, follow Allah, you know? And so, but if you look at the negative things, a lot of the negative things that if we have our mindset on Almighty God and his greatness and his goodness, he will let us see that some of the negative things, but the negative things are good for the positive, are good for us as in life, you know. But Satan himself has taken the negative that God will show us that is good too, but he has taken it and blinded us with it, letting us see that all, if it's negative, then it's no good. You know, it's just totally bad. But it's good for him now. He'll take that negative, mastered it, and say, yeah, it's good. You don't need none of that. Now, Satan can't touch the brother or the sister. He can't touch that one that has his eyes set on Almighty God, and he's totally devoted to Almighty God. Satan know that he can't touch it. He know that that brother's positive, that brother's moving on, that sister's moving on. He knows that. But he know that if he can get you out there and you got your eye on the negative, which is what something that you don't understand, that it's just as much positive. You need just as much of some of that negative to do to spark that positive, to make it go, to make it, you know, for instance, as you say, when it rains, some people might say, oh, it's a bad thing, it's bad, oh, I wish it would stop raining, as you mentioned earlier, Shaheed. But Almighty Allah knows that it's a good thing. And a person that knows, understands that we need rain, he's not mad because it rained. If a person knows that the goodness of something, he's not mad because it's not what he likes just today. It's like a person or a baby. You feed a baby something that he doesn't want. Maybe some greens. Tell your children, your small children, eat your greens. Eat your greens. They may not want it, but you know that it's good for them. They don't understand this yet. some things in life that we don't understand to us may be negative, may look negative because we don't understand it. God wants us to keep our eye on the positive thing, but some things we just don't know right now, and it may not look good to us, it may not taste good to us, it may not sound good to us, but it's good. We just don't see it just yet. Now, Satan will take that thing to say that we, as in the human flesh now, the Satan will take that same thing that say, well, we don't like this, and we don't want to hear that, we don't understand this right here. And he'll take say, yeah, man, don't listen to that. Yeah, don't, you don't need to eat that. Yeah, you don't need to do this. You don't need to help her. You don't need to go home tonight. You don't need to, stop eating pork. It's okay. So he knows that he takes that negative thing and he can throw you off track. He can keep you deaf, dumb, and blind. He can keep you in imprisonment with that negative. But on the other hand, with the positive, he know he can't touch you with that. He knows if you got positive in your heart, in your mind, and you are a believer in Almighty God and His greatness and His goodness, and he know he can't touch you with that. And Allah wants us to be a positive. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to do what's right because he knows that we are vulnerable, and if we get too far on the negative side and we lean too far trying to understand the negative a lot of time, that if we ain't strong enough in his positive and his going forward in his sight, that we'll be swallowed up and sucked up by Almighty Satan, because he's right there with that negative. And if you take most things that you take, you got a battery, you got a negative and a positive. You got a lot of things that has a negative and a positive. But you got to be mindful enough to put your trust in Almighty God. You got to be mindful enough to say, well, I ain't going to go. It's like me now. I tell you, I like the water. I think I can swim good enough to save myself out in the pool. But I know I don't think now, and this is just my knowing myself, I don't think I'm capable of going out too far out in the water to where I can save myself. If I go too far out in the water, I feel like somebody's got to come get me, or somebody's got to, come save me or something, if that's the case.
Yes.
Because I don't go too far out, and some things I don't do too much of because I know that I'm too far out there. It's time for me to come back in. And this is what I know for myself. Now, whether some other people know that about themselves or not, I don't know. But I would think so. I mean, I want to think so because I know God has installed in us things that we can do, or things that we should do if we just depend on him. Things that we can do if we sometimes not try to so much as understand every little thing that we do. Of course we won't understand it, but some things we have to trust in God, trust in him wholeheartedly, depend on him wholeheartedly, and just do some things that we don't even understand. We want to dissect everything a lot of time. Sometimes we just got to depend, believe, and just hold to his faith. Hold our faith to him. Give our faith to him and believe. And so I say that to say that again, that Satan is he's master of the negative. He knows that the negative, he can get us in that negative thing, man, whatever it might be, and he knows he got us. He knows he's king of that on that side of the road. You get over there on that side of the road, that negative side of the road, too much, too far, and he know he's got you. He's got you. So assalamu alaikum, Brother Saheed. I'm really enjoying the show, and I'm still right here.
Okay, my brother, I appreciate that. And as you was talking, I had already, you picked up my thought. I was thinking about the positive and negative wire in vehicles and how you can't start a vehicle without a positive and negative wire on the battery.
That's right.
And I was thinking about how you listen at the word, it starts the vehicle. So what starts our life is positive and negative.
That's right.
Life comes out of positive and negative. Now, just go a little bit deeper in that. Like you said, we come in the world and we go through so much pain, and the woman go through so much pain, they say that she's next to death. Now, we can look at that as being negative, but look at the positive that comes out of that beautiful life once that lady conceived that baby.
That's right.
But she went through so much pain. That pain didn't feel good. She felt like she was about to die, and she was close to death. And the baby, too. But Allah says that He created us to test us with evil and good, both by way of trial. And He says He created us into toil and into struggle, and it's with difficulty that comes ease. So like you say, the difficulties that we go through, and you're right, it ain't for us to understand everything, no way, because Allah is the all-knowing. But as an individual, what you need, if you sincerely seek Allah and ask Him to show you, to guide you the right way, He will give you what you need. He gives us enough knowledge so that we will be able to distinguish the good from the bad. He gives us enough knowledge that we're sincere to see, to use the positive, to see the good in the negative.
That's
and you're right.
Right
about that. If you think positive, you can, for instance, I'm going to give everybody an example. If somebody, a man was arguing with me, a Muslim man, he took his cane and he hit a bus, a public bus, and bust the window. And he was just acting like a madman. Then he came up to the table where I work at, and he wanted me get me to go along with it. And when I didn't go along with it, you know, he started talking about my mother, my grandmother, and calling them all kinds of names and threatening me. But I didn't entertain him as far as, you know, before Islam, we'd have been fighting. Ain't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And we wouldn't have been just fighting. I would have tried to kill him. You don't be disrespecting my parents like that. And all the suffering and hell they call, bringing me up, you know, I'm saying that's the way I would have reacted. But that's not the way Allah, our Creator, wants us to react. If somebody come at you negative, Allah say, don't go back at them negative. You go back at them with positive. And He said He will turn their negative positive, and you'll see a different person if you just repel or put up a shield of the goodness of God. Because, see, this is what I'm really getting at. I know I said a lot to say this. Goodness conquers all. Allah conquers all. In other words, Almighty God, Allah's power is here to conquer all negative, but you got to use it. You got to apply it. You can't fight evil with evil, what I'm trying to say. If somebody comes at you negative, go back at them positive, and you will be blessed by Allah to bring positive out of that negative situation. So you're absolutely right. We need negative and positive in order to grow. Because if we didn't have no negative, there would be no need to just to have positive, to even be here on the planet. And I just want to say this before any you or my wife want to comment, if you want to comment. Almighty Allah says that if He had created a world of perfect human beings, He would have destroyed them immediately and created an entirely new world of imperfect human beings. We have to have imperfections in order to strive for the perfection of Almighty God Allah. So that's the purpose of the negative. So I just wanted to say that, Brother Larry. If you got a comment, you want to come back and comment on that?
Yes, Allahu Akbar. Yes, Brother Shahid. And there again, I always say that you're a reminder, because I've heard you say many times about that if Allah created a perfect world, He will immediately destroy it, and because none of us are perfect. And we should look at that as a good thing. If Allah did it, if Allah said it, then we should look at it as a good thing. And I think, even with the human being and the evilness that alerts us and that's the negative. I can call it the negative. That we sometimes when we know that and a lot of us do know that we ain't perfect. God has said we ain't perfect. We take advantage of people for that. We take advantage of things and even our own selves sometimes we know we ain't perfect. I've heard people say, and I mean they sick, and you know why I work at Shaheed but even beyond that, I've heard people say, you know, they won't even stop smoking or drinking or eating the wrong thing or doing some of the wrong things that they do. Because they, as you just mentioned, they know already that they are not perfect, so they continue to dwell on and corrupt themselves, and even corrupt others. You know, because they know that they are not perfect. They know that he or she is not perfect. So that's where I say that's where Satan, that's where he lurks and dwells at, because he know that in that negative world. In that imperfect environment, he knows that he can master you right there, in that camp or in that house or in that that condition that you're in. In order to if you keep your eyes on Allah, if you protect your heart, you know, and if you continue to look forward, look to the positive, you know. Satan can't touch you. Satan can't stop your growth. Satan can't stop your development. As the Quran says, Almighty Allah says that he who had let go stray, no man can guide him or something like that. You know.
That's right.
And so, but if you keep your eyes on Almighty God and His positiveness and follow His guidance. That Satan is the least of your worries. You don't even have to worry about Satan. Those that are not, and some that we say that are deaf, dumb, and blind, and some that just say that they don't care anyway, and they don't wanna, don't see either he or she or a good or any difference in good or bad, you know. Then that Satan will, he will flourish them, just to flourish himself.
That's right. Yes, sir. So, you're absolutely right. You know, the power of thought and the power of being able to think is the greatest gift that Almighty God Allah has given us. And then Almighty God Allah says in the Quran. That he didn't just create us as human beings and leave us to try to figure out right from wrong on our own. He said he created us and he further gave us guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So his guidance is there for everybody, but you got to want it. He's not going to force it on you. Like you say, he's allowed Satan to use this world in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got faith in him, he will show you all the positive, and Satan won't be able to deceive you.
That's right.
He'll be able to deceive only those who believe in the things they see. And I wanted to share this, Brother Larry, with you in the audience, just as a reminder. Almighty God Allah got a surah or a chapter in the Quran called the Mu'minun, or the Believers. And in this particular chapter, he talks about everybody. It doesn't matter what religion you're in. You got the same creator, Allah, and he's speaking to everybody. So he said, the believers, I'm not going to go through the whole chapter, but a few verses I want to quote. He said, the believers are those who believe in the who fear him, Allah, and believe in the unseen. Now, I want to stop right there, because what is belief? Belief is belief in the Christians say things that you can't see, but it's more clear in Islam. It's the same thing. It's belief in the unseen. but things you hope for and you pray for, because you know you don't see God, but you know God is real, and you know he's more real than these things that you see. In fact, you know he's, as the code said, the only reality. So you don't believe in, Satan's job is to get you to believe in the things you see.
Yeah.
And if he can get you to believe in yourself, you see yourself when you look in the mirror. If he can get you to believe in yourself and your physical self and the things you see, then he can keep you under the influence of negative. Why? Because Almighty God Allah, not me, I don't know nothing, but Allah knows all. Almighty Allah says in the Quran, the root of all evil is the love of the material things, the material world. So we're not supposed to be loving the material world, loving ourselves. We're supposed to be loving the Creator that created these things. And then once we love him, he will show us how we're supposed to use these things for the good and not allow Satan to influence us to use the things he created for good for bad. But you got to be under his guidance. You can't be out here on your own thinking that you know and following your own desires, following somebody else. Allah said those whom he don't guide, they ain't got nobody to guide them.
Right.
Nobody can guide you but your Creator, but Allah. And he said, those whom he leads astray, nobody can guide them back to him. But like you said, this is such a good conversation, because most people think that, you know, the negative is bad. But the negative in itself is not bad. The negative in itself is really good. But if you don't have the positive first, which means having faith in Allah, you cannot see the good in the negative.
That's right.
But if you got faith, Allah will bless you to see the good, even in the negative, and bless you to be able to get good. You see, for instance, Brother Larry, we see people that smile all the time, as we was growing up in the day. And I see some people on a consistent basis that come up that buy from us, and they be smiling and have such good spirit. And they be saying, we be talking, and they say, people ask them, why are you smiling all the time? And they smiling all the time because what them other people see as negative, they see the positive in it because they got faith in Almighty God Allah.
That's right.
And if you got faith in Almighty God Allah, you can smile even in the midst of all of this negative, because there's a saying come out of the Bible, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
Allahu Akbar, Brother Saeed, that was right on my mind and my heart when you mentioned that. It sure was. You came right out and said it.
Praise be to Allah. Go ahead on, Brother Larry. Say something.
Yeah, that I can say again, yeah, that was right on my heart. As you walk through the valley of death, I fear no evil. And it made me think about, and I know you remember like old Few Gardens here in Durham and some of the projects, I might say, throughout this country, actually. And some segments of cities and parts of these big cities, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, places like D.C., and all, some of the areas, you know, even a lot of us black people, even some leaders and stuff, has actually given up on some of these places because there's so much negativity there. And it is a lot of negativity in some of our neighborhood. And there's so much negative there that a lot of us has given up on those areas and places.
Sure have.
And that's what Satan, he roosts at. He nests in places like that.
Yes, he do. He
knows that, I got these my people, I got them, and, you know, they're just like a pimp having his whore, you know. She's mine, and he just lay back with his drinking his nice expensive drink and smoking his cigar, driving his big ride, because he knows that, I got them. They ain't going nowhere. You know,
that's
they
right.
Mine. They're my folks. This is my corner. This is my hood, you know. And so he lurks there. And then a lot of us on the outside, we'll look over there and say, oh, man, they done. You know, I ain't not know that. Because we don't see the positive side of the thing. Like I say, we don't take the negative and see that the negative could actually be a positive, because somebody in that neighborhood will eventually come up out of there. Or somebody that's know that they ain't supposed to be over there, and say in a crack house or in that shoot 'em up bang bang neighborhood, they know not to go over there and start doing and breeding that same thing that they see that.
Excuse me, Brother Larry, I hate to interrupt this beautiful conversation that you're having, but I didn't realize I had changed the time today, and we only have about 30 seconds left to go, and I want Imam Shabbat and so that we can close out. So, yes, could you make the prayer now, brother? I think they're timing us, and we just have a few seconds left here.
Okay. Brother Larry, thank you for your time. May Allah bless you and your family. Please continue to come on. I will say this prayer. Oh, Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, bless us, us three that was on the show today, with your guidance. Strengthen us so that we won't fall into the negative, but we will stay positive and be a positive influence in America, and that let that influence ripple, have a ripple effect all over the world, and we'll have a world of heaven on earth as it is in your heaven. We pray and ask your protection from all evil. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
I'm
we've all been conditioned by calendars and dates. But there's no time like the present to give love.